Election Day aftermath. We've been talking about the national results, of course, Donald Trump with the big win. And by the way, if you have to get out of your car, check in with KRLD frequently throughout the day for the latest breaking developments and reaction to these election results. And make sure you're listening. 3 o'clock this afternoon, we've learned that's when Kamala Harris is expected to deliver remarks, a concession speech, presumably, at Howard University in Washington. And you can hear that live right here on KRLD, on your desktop at KRLD.com, and everywhere you go in the Odyssey app. Locally, those initiatives, those charter initiatives in Dallas, ST and U, two of them passed, one of them did not. They would require city council to set aside 50% of excess revenue for public safety. That one passed, barely. It would allow citizens to rate the city manager's performance. That failed. And the third one would allow residents to sue the city if it doesn't comply with the charter. That one passed narrowly. So ST and U, two of the three, were approved. All of those propositions were pushed by a group called Dallas Hero that worked to get the signatures needed to get them on the ballot. Monty Bennett is one of the backers of Dallas Hero. Joins us this morning on KRLD. Monty, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
So you are, I guess, 67% happy right now?
Yes, yes. Very, very happy. And I've got to give God credit. There's a lot of prayer and fasting that went into this. But also, you know, Pete Morocco that laid the effort did an incredible job. And 170,000 Dallas citizens signed these petitions. And 350,000 people, you know, voted in these elections for these. So this is a groundswell of movement. The people of Dallas, you know, want the crime problem to be solved. And they're tired of politicians saying they're going to solve it and then never solving it. So it's a great win for the people of Dallas.
Did the split vote surprise you?
No. The city required the language to be changed on that one, actually on all of them. And it just made them all just more convoluted. And so after that change, Dallas Hero folks thought that that one wouldn't pass because of that language change. It's just long and confusing now. It's still a great day.
Were you at all concerned about both members of both parties and former mayors and former city councilmen and so on coming out against this? This such a big movement of city officials coming out against your propositions?
You know, it's kind of suspicious, isn't it, that all these people are on the same side? I mean, they're so ferociously against it. And, you know, I think the people saw that. And I even heard comments about, well, if all the politicians are lined up for something, then I'm against it, because people just don't trust politicians. And it's just suspicious to me. I mean, either one, all these people, quote, care so much about the city that they'll spend millions of dollars and all this time and energy because they care so much, or there's something else suspicious going on. And I fall into the latter camp. I'm not sure what's going on, but you see these boondoggles of people flying to Japan and spending $6 million to count trees and all the government waste that's going on. I suspect that, you know, all these people don't like dollars going to the priorities of the people of Dallas. They want them to go to contracts for their buddies and all these other kinds of things. And it's just a shame, because in poll after poll that I've seen, people have been crying out for more police. And, you know, here the city budget last year went up a staggering $400 million, and yet they just threw a few crumbs over to the police department. It's just not working. They don't listen to the people. And the people finally had a chance to speak, and they spoke loud and clear.
I have to ask you, why do you care so much? You live in Highland Park, right?
I do. I care because I was forced out of Dallas. I lived in Dallas, and I started a family, but I was down in the downtown, uptown area, and it's too dangerous. And I had to leave. if I'm going to have a family. And so I left. And I've lived in the Dallas area since 1989. And I had to go move to Highland Park. And I've got a business in Dallas, and I want to move it downtown. But my employees will lynch me if I do because of the crime problem. And you see Bank of America, I mean, what'd they do? They moved their headquarters a third of a mile to get out of downtown and paying three times the rent. And if you ask anybody over there, off the record, they'll tell you it's because of the crime problem. Meanwhile, I gave a speech about this whole problem, and I had former Dallas mayors literally line up afterwards in front of me, dressing me down, and how dare I say that there's a crime problem downtown. I mean, it was weird. Everybody knows there's a horrific crime problem downtown, and we couldn't even get these people to say that it exists, much less solve it. So the people, they're just tired of it. They're just tired of all the crime.
Real quick, we're running short on time, but how long does the city have to hire the 900 cops?
Oh, this is another piece of misinformation that they put out. You know, it was just crazy. They have as long as it takes. It just takes 50% of the increase in revenues toward that goal and other goals. So they theoretically have 500 years. It just depends upon when they have the revenue to do it. And again, it's why they didn't do any better, these amendments, because the city and its allies put out all these lies about it. And, you know, it's just a shame. It's no surprise, I guess, but it's just a terrible shame.
Appreciate the time. Mr. Bennett, thank you so much. That is Monty Bennett. He's one of the big backers, the big backer of Propositions STNU. SNU made it. T, maybe next time.